Every morning in the Birkas HaShachar, one of the blessings we make is Shalom Asani Gai. So in fact, it's a discussion, should the language be Shalom Asani Gai or Shalom Asani Nachri, Rav Salavashik, you always used to point out, a Gai really means the Jews are a Gai, we're one nation, based on a Radak. But Nachri is really the appropriate word, but either, be it as is made, the minig is, we seem to make a Shalom Asani Gai. So there's a whole discussion in the poskim. What about a ger shenis gaya, someone who converts to Judaism? He was born a non-Jew, and now he was born a Gentile, and now he becomes a Jew. Could he make the bracha shalom asani gai? So that's a discussion. The minhag Yisrael seems to be yes. And what's the reason why? Because we have a principle, ger shenis gayer shekatan. Someone who converts to Judaism is like they're a newborn baby, so therefore I was born Jewish, and therefore I can say she wasn't a guy. So that seems to be the minhag that a ger does say she wasn't a guy. So there's a medrash quoted, I think the Pharaoh's Mordechai, is brought down in different svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai made the bracha Shalom Asani Gai. So, Pasha is because he was converting in Har Sinai. But the question is, what about Klai Yisrael? Maybe he was making it Shamei Kaone, but Pasha, he was making it and no one else made it. So why in the world, if Moshe Rabbeinu, either no one makes it or everyone makes it, why was Moshe Rabbeinu seem to have a unique status? And only he was able to say, Shalom Asani Gai, but the Jews at Har Sinai were not able to say Shalom Asani Gai. So there's a famous Shev Shmaitz in his Akdam, he quotes from the Gorarye, the Maral, I think his parashas by Yigash, but he quotes it saying, when do we say the principle of Ger Shenis Gaya Kekatan Shenola Dami? We only say it when a gear does a beretzon, which is showing you want to show you're making a total break, you want to make a transformational change, and it's a choice. So therefore, you say gear sheniskayer shekatan shenola dami. But if it's done out kfiya, if it's done because I'm forced into it. So then perhaps the halacha doesn't apply. Where does he get this from? He gets this from Har Sinai. Because the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Kofan lov har kagigis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the man over and said, if you accept the Torah, good. If not, here will be your burial place. So Klai Yisrael accepted the Torah, but it was even though we said Nasa v'nishma, but this Gemara seems to say there was kfiya, maybe Torah shavikzav, Torah shabal peh. So in fact, so therefore, we see, he says, we don't say at Har Sinai, we don't say Ger Sheniskaya Katan Shenola Dami. That's why they were Bocha al Mishpachosav. They were complaining about the different relatives, different people. They were complaining. We don't say Gershon is a whole Meshachachma, Ayyah Meshachachma disagrees. And says you do say Gershon is Gaya Kakatan Shinoa Dami, and that's the Taina people have. Like, what do you mean? You're breaking the Yichas away from Klai Yisrael. So they point out that, therefore, so either way, so we see that Gershon is Gai Shekatan Shenola Dami didn't apply in Har Sinai. Why? So Shev Shmaitz explains because of it wasn't Beretzon. The only time you have a transformation is if you're doing it because you want to do it, not because you're forced into it. So with this, those want to explain that's the pshat here. By Yitzyatsu B'tach Tisahar, Klai Yisrael was Kofnum of Har Kagigas. But where was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was standing above Har Sinai, so he wasn't kofin. So Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Gersh and Hizkaya Kakatan Shanola Dami. And therefore, only Moshe could say Shalom Asani Gai. Moshe, who we applied the principle Gersh and Hizkaya Kakatan Shanola Dami, so therefore he could make a bracha Shalom Asani Isha. And that's what they say, Derek Drush, how they interpret the psukim in Parashas Yisro. Because Vayikach Yisro is Vikach Yisro Chosein Moshe, as Sipora Eishes Moshe, and he took Sipora, the wife of Moshe. Then it says Veshnei Vaneh, Shem Echad Gershon, Veshem Echad Eloh. So Shnei Vaneh was her kids, because by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, he became a Gersh and his guy, Kakatan Shenola Dam, as he wasn't related. So therefore, he comes on to, and that's how they explain as well. This is showed. It's a very big contemporary halachic issue, how you define motherhood or fatherhood, how do you decide who the mother is, because to the Gemara, Yavamas talks about a pregnant woman, a pregnant Gentile who converts, so there's a whole discussion what's happening, at what point, and she goes to the mikveh, so a conversion works, so she's definitely a ger. The question is, what about her children? Are they born as converts? In other words, Bina Ein Tzarek Tvila, the Gemara gets into Uba Yerach Ima, Uba Chlav Yerach Ima, but it says Bina Ein Tzarek Tvila. Why don't they need Tvila? So, and it gets into whether you could do Tvila before Mila. So, be as it may, it says, even though, so according to some, they're born Jewish. According to some, they're gerim, but they don't become Jewish until after, you know, you need mila and tefillah. So, the shayla, everyone agrees you need a mila. The question is, the mila you're doing, are you doing it to make the child Jewish, or the mila because it's day eight? And that'd be the shayla. If the mila has to be done day eight, if it's the mila, but if it's a mila shame tefillah. So either, be it as it may, so the question is, according to those who say it's a conversion and the Mila finishes it, so why are the brothers related then? We have a principle, Gershon and Skyer, Kekatin Shinola Dami. So on that they explain this is so, just because they were converted, they didn't know they were a fetus, and the mother converted them. So we don't say, Gersh and Hizkaya Kakatan Shenolatam. So the Yisod is true. The Yisod is, when do you say, Gersh and Hizkaya Kakatan Shenolatam? It's only if it's done by Ratzon. And therefore, in Har Sinai, it was Kfiya, but only Moshe Rabbeinu was above the mount. He accepted it Baratzon. Therefore, he was permitted to make the bracha to all the Nigai. And that's the Minhag HaMangeirim today, that they do, that since they convert Baratzon, not for other reasons, therefore, the Minhag is they make Shalom HaSanigai.